Hi, Kate.
Hey Gail, how you doing?
Pretty good. Hair.
Uh-oh.
I like your hair.
Oh, thanks. I it's time to wash it again.
Oh, it looks all fluffy.
Well, thank you. It's different. I think I'm really gonna like it because I have the bangs now, and
Did you get it cut?
I got it cut on Saturday. Yeah, she cut about, I don't know, 7 or 8 inches off of the long part. And but I told her it had to be long enough because to cover my boobs, because I do Zoom calls and sometimes bra is optional, you know?
So somebody new?
Yeah, the gal that lives here, and I was really scared, but she was awesome. She was really awesome. And Magic went with me, and he misbehaved the entire time we were there because she had a dog there. Her dog was there, and Magic was not friendly. He cried, he barked, he whined, he growled at her. I mean, it's like if I didn't know you, I wouldn't know who you were, you know? But new place. The lady was, she was just sweet as she could be about it. I even offered to take him home because she was running a little late. She said it wasn't bothering her at all. So we stayed, but he won't be going back next time. So,
I like the bangs.
oh, thank you. I think
It's a
I'm gonna
nice
like
soft
them.
look.
And I could do this, but they're also long enough to, but they're really long. So I'll be going back to see her soon. And she'll have to teach me how to do them, or I don't know. We'll see. She might do some color for me. What I did find was that the gray that has come in is like a platinum white gray. It's not gray gray. So
Silver fox time.
yeah, so I'm really happy about that. Because I can live with that. It's the gray part that, you know, I've been coloring and now it's coming in a different color. So I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. So, how have you been?
I just came back from a micro chemical peel at my dermatologist, and it took a little more out of me than I was expecting, and anyway, it's going to be great. I know it's not going to be as much of a recovery as microneedling was, so that's good. I don't think I'll need to do that again. But anyway, sleep. It's a series of 3 to 5. So,
Wow.
but I wish I didn't have to go to Portland today. It's my new time with my therapist now that I'm every other week. So but I did I will because I didn't cancel in time, so but I won't do that again. Anyway, my there's a coat of Vaseline and then there's a coat of sunscreen, and the bangs stuck in the Vaseline. They had me pull them back anyway, so I washed my bangs and they haven't settled down yet.
Bless your heart. So when you have that done, is it painful when they do that?
For one thing, they give you a fan, and that makes all the difference. A little hand fan that you can control. But
Okay.
it's tingly, and it's kind of like it goes through a cycle where it tingles and then it goes away, and then the tingling intensifies, and I was just telling myself it's tingling. It could be perceived as pain, but it was certainly nothing intolerable, and it did not last, but a minute at most as it went through the cycle. She did 3 passes of the chemicals on me, so
Wow. And that removes the how many layers of skin? Or does it?
not very much. It's not the deep chemical peel. It's not the super light one, but it's supposed to like help with the fine lines, brighten you up, and help with discoloration.
Oh, okay.
So, we'll see. We'll see. I think it's going to make a difference.
Okay, and how are you feeling?
Like I've been through a procedure.
Oh, bless your heart.
Not like I've been to the spa, but I just need to remember to build in the afternoon to recover the next time I do it. And I will turn red and I will peel.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it's not scabby like the microneedling was. So it'll be fine. It's just I didn't know what I was in for. So now I
Yeah.
do.
Well, when we lived in the apartment, there was a la the lady that lived upstairs. She had something done that was way more intense than she thought it was going to be, and her whole face scabbed. I mean, I think they did something wrong because she was so upset because it wasn't supposed to be like that. It was,
Oh.
and she was she was in a lot of pain and what looked like somebody had poured acid on her face.
Oh my
You know, I
gosh.
mean, it was bad. She scabbed up and she was red forever. And but I don't remember what it was she said that she, I mean, she, you know, it had a name, whatever she had done, but she wasn't gonna do it again.
Was she happy with the results? Finally settled down?
Don't know, because I don't know why she did it to start with. I don't know what she was trying to achieve because she was young, she's younger than me. So, and that was, geez, that was almost 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
20, 15 anyway. Yeah, about 15 years ago.
I'm hoping it'll smooth out some of my acne scars that the microneedling didn't, but we'll see.
Well, I'm sure that you'll just be lovely
I
without
think
a
I'm
doubt.
beautiful anyway, so.
That's right. There you go. Well, good. And now you're getting, you know, your light is starting to get brighter here as we're talking.
Oh, good.
So that's, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Glad to hear that.
So how has everything else been?
Oh. Church went really well. We had 24, which is about 5 more than we had been for a couple of weeks. Our max was 32, and we were up in the high 20s, but it's getting to be summertime. It was Memorial Day weekend, so that's not bad. I did the meditation. There's still a little bit of drama going on, but I think there always will be, and at least now it's Reverend Carey's role to handle it, not me. So I haven't really made it accomplished anything, but I have not been in. I was in anxiety one day. I think was it Sunday or Monday? I could feel that my body was slipping back into that. And so I made a point of breathing, and I almost took a chill pill, but I didn't. I thought, well, that's you're not at that point, so.
What do you think caused it?
Feeling like I had more to do than I had time to do it in, and getting caught up in that. I think that's what it was. Because I have said I would do things and then not done them because I didn't have the bandwidth, but I did say I was going to do them, so they need to get done. Like by a laptop. What I have been doing, which has been really fun, is trying to figure out the names on my roses. I had a spreadsheet which didn't get completely updated, and it shows I have 86 roses,
Oh, wow.
of which 26 are miniatures. I haven't actually counted how many are actually there, but I'm sure some have died, and a couple of them got left off. So, there's a guy at church that is really getting into roses, and he wanted to come see them while they're at peak bloom, and this is one of the weeks of peak bloom. So, and I thought I really want to be able to know what the names are. So that's been kind of fun, looking in the catalogs and going through and putting the chart back together of where things are and discovering that there were some roses I'd forgotten I had, and yes, they are still there. So
Well, that's good. That's good.
it's been really good to be out in the garden even a little. I really haven't. The last roses we bought were 2011, and that's when life kind of started to fall apart. Our past dog died, and then Michael's PTSD came roaring back, which he didn't realize how much DJ was helping him control it, which got him into treatment, which was good. But then Aunt Mary was failing at the same time, and she had to leave her home and start and move into senior living, and that didn't last long, and she was in an adult family home. And then, yeah, so it was a lot. And the dogs, we were born in 2013, and then it was like it was just really hard when they were in the house and I wasn't. They just got really upset. So I basically not worked in the garden much at all since 2011. So
Oh,
it would be lovely to spend more time with my roses.
wow. Well, so was Michael in, he was in battle in wars. He
Oh
was
yeah.
in the front, I guess.
He was with Special Forces
Okay.
on a team with mutton yards. And he suffered a sucking chest wound. A bullet went through the person in front of him and then into him and kind of wrapped itself around one of his ribs. And he got, they weren't, originally they thought he wasn't there. He was gone. And then when the B team came in to clean, to rescue, to bail him out, one of the sergeants thought he wasn't the color of the dead, so he put him on the helicopter, and many things happened, and he got medevaced back to Cameron Bay, and then they anyway, yeah, that was bad. He was in a crushing accident in one of the training areas in Germany. When there was a snowstorm, deep snow, like the tanks couldn't go, and he had his team take shelter in an old abandoned farmhouse that was made of stone, and a tank up on the hill lost control and smashed into the house and crushed it, and he and the radio operator were in the doorway trying to get contact, and all the guys were in the basement, and they were all killed. And he was in a halo body cast. They weren't sure if he was going to ever walk again. So those were his two serious injuries.
Oh
But
my.
his worst PTSD event was on the Berlin Wall. So yeah, he had a lot of trauma.
We have no idea what they have to go through, do we?
So the VA's treatment for PTSD had come a long, long way since he worked there, and he benefited greatly from the work he had there. And then the dogs were, Mary was his psychiatric service dog, and I probably told you this. She'd go into stores with him, and she'd figure out what his triggers were, and she'd start moving him to a different aisle before he even knew what was going on. And one time, she walked him out of the store, and then walked him right back in again when it was time. So anyway, that really helped. He had her.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, like you said, we don't know what all they've been through.
Sorry, now I'm going to get emotional, and I didn't want to do that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kate.
Well, I just Jesse sent me a screen capture of the post that idiot that's in the White House put out yesterday. If you haven't seen it, don't. A terrible thing to say, but there is nothing bad enough that can happen to that man. Nothing. Nothing bad enough. Thank you for your service, Gail.
Oh. You know, it was a privilege and an honor. And I know I made a difference, and that makes up for all of it, knowing that you made a difference.
Well,
Michael would say there is absolutely nothing in the world like handing freedom to someone who's never known it.
And that comes in so many different experiences.
We had the guy who's into roses is a gay man who moved to Vancouver about 3 years ago, and he started coming about a year ago, and he was telling me that he has a history of burning bridges, and he rattled off a couple of experiences, and I channeled my inner Kate, and I said, but it's your woundedness that led you to do those things, wasn't it? And he had never thought of that. So then I followed up with, sometimes we're collateral damage, and generally, the wounds explain why things would have happened. They don't excuse it, but they explain it. And then we can have compassion, and then we can start forgiving. And apparently that really touched him. So he was saying he has a therapy appointment, and I thought, well, I wanted to finish that thought off before he went. But the whole idea of being collateral damage is so profound. And so true. And we take responsibility for things that we had no responsibility for.
I don't know, sometimes taking responsibility, even though we had no responsibility in it happening, taking our part of being there is what sets us free.
Yeah. And I mean, we do have, we always own a little of it. Like in my first marriage, it would have been really easy to say that, he was clearly the bad guy, but I enabled him. And once I knew that, then I moved on to a relation. I was not going to repeat that relationship. But especially when you're children. And he was gay in growing up in Salt Lake City, so in a Mormon family. So I don't know what he went through, but it can't have been good.
It's easy to get caught up in the chaos of everything outside of our control. But the light just keeps coming in, and it keeps working to, for lack of a better word, we'll go with activate our inner choices,
It's coming up to be healed.
This past week, and you may have experienced some of this too. It's like Thursday and Friday. Well, Wednesday and Thursday. I kept thinking it was Friday. And then on Friday, it didn't even have a name. Saturday didn't have a name. It was just like There was no concept of days. I couldn't even figure out what year it was on Saturday. And Sunday was kind of the same. And then like yesterday was like, it was like I'd been through this metamorphosis of energy changing, and it was like my wings were wet and I couldn't do anything except just kind of be there. And
That's quite a metaphor.
yeah, that's what it felt like. That's what it felt like. And it wasn't bad. It just was. You know, it wasn't what I had planned for the weekend.
Of course.
Wasn't even close. But oh my gosh, I was sleeping. I was having an hour or to 2.5 hour naps every day because
Clearly you needed it.
I couldn't, I couldn't even function. But it was, and other people from California to Florida that I have talked to experienced the same thing. Did you feel anything like that happening for yourself?
Well, that might have explained. I understand that, like, I got something about a new moon from Rachel today, and all kinds of stuff's been going on astrologically. So.
I saw something for that Alex Miles posted about clearing 30 years of karma, or almost 30, going back to 1999.
Yeah.
And when
That was
when
pretty
you're,
profound.
yeah, did you read that? It was
I did.
it was so supportive, you know, of what I was experiencing and feeling and letting go of, you know, disconnecting from, not even letting go, but disconnecting, fully disconnecting from. Yeah, it feels like it's time to observe and regroup. And it's like it's moving into a whole nother experience. It's not scary or anything. It's just, it's kind of matter of fact. So I just want, and I did want to talk to you about that too, because you're working at elevating your energy. And if you hadn't been experiencing something like this, when you do, because the energy just keeps coming in, that you'll recognize it for what it is and just allow yourself to flow through it and know that it's kind of temporary, even though there's new energy coming in every day. You know, like, well, here, and I'm sure that this is what pushed it right over the edge. We had thunderstorms every day with incredible lightning. I mean, just it was so dark in here, and it would just, because I had, it was daytime and I had all the curtains open, it would light up like I turned on all the lights.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like right over us. I mean, because it would, the lightning would happen and then there was the thunder, you know, and with all the rain, you know, that's the water's bringing in that consciousness, because water holds consciousness, you know, so it just kept bringing in more and more. And you have a lot of rain where you are. Don't you? Doesn't it rain a lot there?
We have a lot of rain from like mid-September to April.
Oh,
And
okay.
then we get occasional rain. And we've had more rain in May than I guess May often gets rain, but usually we don't get much rain at all in the summer.
Okay. Well, just kind of be aware of that, you know, and my guides are talking about it, and that you know, the water bringing in consciousness and helping to open up. And of course, you like to go to the water. You know, it's very healing for you. So just kind of keep that in mind, so that you don't kind of get blindsided, because we don't want you to be blindsided. And you know, you're working very diligently at overcoming the programming of how everything's got to be done on time. And
Yeah.
there really isn't an on time anymore. You know, you can get it done when you get it done.
Yeah.
But that programming is still there. So we're working at overcoming that programming. And the meditations will help you more and more to do that, because you're raising your vibration and you can't be in any kind of anxiety when you're in the love vibration, because you can't be in both. Magic was kind enough to let me do three different meditations this morning
Bless his
before
heart.
we got up. Yeah. With the last one was almost done, and he was like, "Mom, you got to get up now. We need to go outside."
My dog walker took the key, and she walked the dogs while I was gone so that they didn't have to stay home, because I have to go out again this afternoon. I try not to go out more than once a day, but yeah, she's sure a blessing.
Yeah. So you had that experience where the anxiety came in, and looking back at it now, and it was just like yesterday or the day before, right? So in looking at it now, are you able to recognize the triggers that started the collapse of what you had achieved and being able to move back into it?
Some of it was feeling deadlines for church. Some of it was just like, oh my gosh, there's so much to do. It's so easy to get discouraged. But I am also, making progress and figuring out what I need. The organizing people say, don't go out and buy containers, figure out what you need, and then buy containers. Just don't buy them because they're pretty. And that's what I've had a tendency to do. And I'm realizing these things that I have covering the shelves, they keep William out, but they also make it very difficult for me to get things out. So, narrower panels would be good, because there's a couple that are pretty narrow and they move easily. So, I'm just trying to pay attention to noticing things like that what are the barriers to being stress-free? What are the cracks?
And we had talked, if you had time, to cover them with wallpaper or some kind of wrapping paper so that they look pretty, and then it's pleasing when you look at it, instead of it's a barrier that's blocking William from doing things.
Well, he might. Of course, I have contact paper. He might nibble on the wrapping paper. He's
Yeah.
anyway.
But
Question mark.
contact paper would work. Or do you paint?
I don't. That's not been something that I've been drawn to, probably because I have, the sense that the old I'm not artistic. I'm artistic in different ways, but I don't naturally draw.
Ooh, you could decoupage.
Yeah, I
That would
could.
be fun.
Yeah, and even wrapping paper I could glue on, and then it wouldn't be the.
I have some canvases. Actually, I got quite a few canvases that I took pictures and blew them up like 16 by 20, and I don't know what those over there. I've got pictures of elk that I took in Estes that I mod podged the canvas, and well, I painted black around the edges, and then put the pictures on there, and then you take a brush and you brush it so it looks like a painting.
Brush strokes.
Yeah. I've got a whole bunch of those. 'Cause for whatever reason I thought they were cool. But I've got big pictures of Magic, both Magic's faces, the old what the black guy and this guy. This one was a puppy.
Magic
Yes.
Peyton, wasn't it?
Yeah, Magic Peyton.
And Magic Angel Feather.
Magic Angel Feather, yeah. Anyway, that's just a thought.
Yeah.
Because you can get the pictures in really big. I had one that was like 2 feet wide and 3 or 4 feet tall of a waterfall that I had taken a picture of in Estes. And it did the picture wasn't quite as big as the canvas, which I was really disappointed about because I misjudged. But I just painted it black around the edge, and it still looked cool, anyway, that's just a thought too, something that might be kind of fun to do when you have nothing else to do.
Well, I'm very proud. I worked on a puzzle last night and the dogs let me work for about 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I had worked on this one and then I had to put it away and I thought I was farther along than I was. But anyway, I tried to pack it up in chunks, you know, big chunks, but of course they tend to come apart. But anyway, it was fun and relaxing.
Good, good.
My
Oh.
counselor would be proud of me.
Well, good. Good. So when you find yourself doing a puzzle like that, are you processing too, or are you just totally focused on the painting or the puzzle?
Oh, I'm usually, there's stuff going through my brain, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes I'm just meditative in the moment.
I do want to remind you that no is a full sentence, and to use it when you need to. No, thank you can be also used. Not at this time. But even with the church, you have a lot of people who are on board with supporting you, where you didn't have that before, when there was so much chaos. And with, the other church, the building being all that's all settled, all that pressure is gone. So rely on the people that are there to help.
Yeah,
And
we
count.
just picked up another volunteer to read the Daily Word on a Sunday because the board's been doing it, and it's just one thing that other people need to be involved. And so now we have two people, and then there's a couple that does it regularly. So there's really only, well, one on the fifth Sunday and one on the third Sunday. So really the first Sunday is the only one that isn't spoken for. So that's a big help to know we
Awesome.
can count on somebody else to do it.
Good. Good. What about the other things that have been on your plate? Have you been able to take other things off now with, I know you've almost gotten done with the taxes,
Well,
so that's
the
almost done.
bylaw update from last year is complete. I
Oh,
think I'm
great.
still supposed to email it to the woman who's in charge of all of the Unity churches. Our regional representative got one. One of the things that I promised to do that I haven't is buy a laptop. And I was trying to do it during the Memorial Day sales, and I knew I didn't have the bandwidth to make a wise decision. And I thought of something that I needed to find out before I got it. So then that made it a really good decision that I didn't. So, Microsoft Office, you can either get a personal subscription or a business subscription. And if you have a business one, it goes on more than one machine. So if Grace bought the business one, I don't need to buy one with the laptop.
Oh,
So
yeah.
I'm glad I didn't order one because we might have paid an extra $100 that we didn't need to. So I'm feeling good about that. So yeah, I mean, it was like the laundry was backed up and the kitchen's really cluttered right now. And one thing at a time.
Yep.
My friend says, just remember, 10 minutes closer to done. 10 minutes closer to done. 10 minutes closer to a clean desk or whatever, you know.
I like that. I like that.
Oh, and then Saturday. Is it Saturday or Friday? I've lost track what day it was. But anyway, I went to Marshall's and found three cute tops at very affordable prices. And then I went to the craft store to see if they had Larimar, and they did not, but a very nice woman there knew about a rock shop and she called them to see if they did. And so she gave me the directions and the address, and so I went over there and they had a bracelet sort of like yours that had a magnetic catch that they wanted $125 for, which was a little more than I wanted to pay. And they had plain pendants that were about 150, or were they more like, I think so. And then they had earrings. The pair I got, I paid 64. But had I gone to, then I went to the New Age store, and had I gone there first, I probably wouldn't have bought the earrings because their stones were beautiful and they were $6 a piece.
Oh, wow.
But they're not set, and they're not, there's no hole in them. So, but they're gorgeous, and I'll figure out something to do. Right now, I'm looking at them, and they're pretty. And the earrings are lovely, and they don't weigh down. So.
Wow, awesome.
So I'm really
Awesome.
happy that I did that. It
Well,
feels good.
good.
I still would like to have a bracelet, but we'll see.
You have to be careful with one that has the magnetic clasp.
They don't hold up very well.
No, you bump them and
Yeah.
then they're gone. You've lost it somewhere. That's really surprising that they would have a magnetic clasp on something that was that expensive.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So let me, before I forget, what is your mailing address?
703 Northwest 112th Circle. Vancouver, Washington. 98685.
I didn't realize that you live in Vancouver. I don't know why.
Well, I'm outside the city limits, but I'm in the county, and the mailing address is Vancouver.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, well, I have a little package to send to you that I couldn't get to you by your birthday. So I wanted to make sure I had the correct address because I know I have a envelope here somewhere from one of your cards, but I don't know where. So anyway, I didn't want to have to wait any longer by trying to find that. So thank you for giving me that address.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll get that in the mail to you maybe tomorrow. I don't like to go out when it's pouring down rain.
Yeah,
We've had
especially not if
so
there's a
much
chance
rain.
of thunder and lightning.
Yeah, the lightning is. Lightning has been a little bit scary. I was concerned about it hitting some of the trees close to me because there's a couple of dead ones that could actually fall on the house. One of them right over there, but so far so good. So far so good. Okay, so I did see that picture that you sent. There was one of them, the Larimars. Let's see where that was. The one there in the that's it's kind of an oval with
I
like a
bought four
teardrop,
little, I
kind of like
bought
a t
four little tumbled stones.
The one that's kind of like a teardrop, boy, that would really be pretty wrapped, wire wrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty. The color of them is, it ranges from, it's got some of, sometimes they'll have kind of a turquoisey look to them, more green, but then others are more blue, like a sky blue almost, or a robin's egg blue. I think that's what the heart is that I had. I think it's like more like a heart, the sky blue, robin's egg blue. But they're still so beautiful, and you can feel their energy. They want to come home with you.
I had the dickens of a time trying to f pick out which ones I liked. And then they had some bigger ones that were, I don't know, maybe $12. I didn't see, I mean, they weren't bracelet material. They would have been beautiful necklaces, but so the ones that the rock shop was were selling were set in silver with a, I don't know if bezel's the right term, but a backing, and then I think you could just use your jewelry glue and glue a cap on it. And I thought that's possible for the stones for a bracelet too. But anyway, I have a friend who does jewelry, so I will consult her about it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And in the meantime, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
But you like the energy, right?
I do. I do. Yeah, it's fresh. I mean, if you can call it fresh, I think. Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. And they have it's a good stone for connecting with spirit, helping to hold that space for that spiritual connection with angels and guides, deceased loved ones, So, yeah.
Yeah, I might go back and get one of the bigger ones and see if I can have it made into a necklace.
So the little ones that you got there, are they pretty small?
They're what, half an
Oh,
inch, three quarters of an inch? Yeah.
okay.
I should have put something in there for comparison, but I said, a centimeter anyway, a little bit more than half an inch.
Okay.
But
Lovely.
they're just tumbled, and they're, so they're smooth and they're kind of shiny and they're really beautiful.
Awesome. Magic snoring.
Pardon?
He's snoring. He's snoring.
William's rash is coming back. I was so
Oh,
discouraged. Because he's done so well on that allergy medicine, but that was, I mean, it's pollen's in the red zone right now. So,
no.
and we've been going out in the backyard, so he's been getting it on his belly. So I've got to be really faithful about wiping his belly off. But I'm going to take him in, but I'm disappointed that at least it's not looking infected. That was what was so bad. He never was able to clear the infection until he went on his medicine. So even though he was on the monthly shots, anyway, I've got to make an appointment for him to go in.
If you used coconut oil on it, would he want to lick it?
Probably.
And I guess he, if you put coconut oil on it, you could even use how much is it on his belly?
He's got little pencil eraser sized dots, probably 10 of them scattered around the area
Oh.
that doesn't have a coat.
Okay. Oh, okay. So a belly band might cover it.
I suppose.
Will he tolerate wearing a belly band?
I don't know. He's never had one.
The reason I ask is with this guy, when he gets anything, any kind of, he scratched himself in any way, I can put coconut oil on it. Of course, it kills bacteria and stuff. He heals really well, really fast. But keeping him from licking it, like he hurt his toe. I know he did it. We did it together the other morning because he wanted to smell something and I didn't want him to. And so I was helping him move away from that. And I know that's how he scratched his toe and because he was in the rocks. But because he
His
did
little sock
not.
was so cute.
Yeah. So, so I had to put the sock on there to keep him from licking it. But this morning, the little scab had come off. So it's well on its way to he's good. But anyway, just a thought that no matter what he's had, he even had somehow when he was a baby, he got a scratch right above his eye, probably from a toenail doing whatever he was doing. But it swelled, made his eyelids swell because it was that close to his eye, freaked
Dear.
me out. And I lathered it up in coconut oil. Of course, he couldn't lick it because it was where it was, and took the swelling right out. I mean, within an hour, the swelling was completely gone and it healed it up really fast. But I don't, your vet might not be in agreement of using it too.
He has a antibacterial mousse that I can put on it. And if I keep him from licking it for 30 minutes, then it doesn't, then it's okay.
Oh,
But
okay. Okay.
I think, when it's irritated and he licks it, then that's more bacteria that gets in it. So,
Yeah. 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 Okay. Anyway, just thought I'd pass that on. If it works, it or not work, you know, or the vet may not be in agreement of using it either. But and if they do lick it, you know, coconut oil is good for them. So, but anyway,
I just try the tiniest bit on it and see what happens.
yeah, okay. So, how did have you been doing with looking at moving into that energy of what your heaven on earth would feel like?
I am remembering more,
Good, good.
and I came across something in Unity literature about how important what you had to do was to feel like the thing you were trying to manifest was with you. You couldn't just say the words, and it's like truth is truth.
Yeah, it's all in the feeling, all in the feeling. Because, you know, if we're not feeling the goodness of it, we're feeling something.
Yeah.
So are we in neutral or are we in fear? Are we in some kind of anxiety over not having it?
Or are you just in the want mode, at which you will be continuing in the want mode, not the have
Yeah.
mode?
Yeah. Well, and the want mode can be the joy of having,
Right.
and it can be the fear of not having. So, yeah, that's where is the feeling? It's all about where is the feeling. So, do you have a process that you're using now to get into the feeling?
You cut out at the beginning of that sentence.
Okay. Do you have a process that you're using now that's working for you to get into the feeling?
Well, whenever I think about it, you know, I just try to do that.
Okay. Okay. How are
But
you doing on?
spending time with, you know, a vision board or something visual. And actually stopping and doing it would be more effective, I think.
Do you? How are you? How do you do with when your eyes are closed, sitting with your eyes closed and visioning things? How do you do with that?
I don't actually see things, but like I can visualize being in my aunt's living room. Looking out the window at the river, and I can see that.
Okay.
And so that's really a fast thing. And I can
Okay.
see m being at Manuka.
Okay.
So that's it's if it's something that I have experienced, I can bring that back. Imagining something that I haven't experienced, that's why it's kind of nice to like, you know, have a picture of something close. So that I
Yeah.
have something to.
Okay. Well, maybe help using the two. You know, getting into that meditative state through being at Manuka or at the water with your aunt, getting into those feelings and fully embodying those feelings, and then using an image or vision board. You know,
You know,
it's
and a
in.
Pinterest board, is a great tool. I just need to clean mine up a little bit and make a board or whatever they call them, specifically for that, rather than having to go through hundreds of images that I've saved over the years.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Yeah.
But it's exciting to think about, you know, the possibilities for my craft area, because I could certainly do a complete reorganization that several ways, and that's then I have, you know, my analytical mind goes down a million rabbit holes, but there's a lot of things that wouldn't take a lot to do that would make a big difference.
Okay. Okay.
So that's exciting.
Are those things something that you could implement in the next few months, do you think?
Oh yeah, I'm just talking about moving boxes around,
Oh,
rearranging
okay.
things on the shelves that I have.
Oh, okay.
But I still, so I measured the cubes and I measured that bookcase, and there really isn't enough room to put my dies the way I have them stored, but that doesn't mean I couldn't come up with a different bin to put them in. But
Okay.
I'm really excited about the idea of, 'cause they're heavy, and then pulling them out, to try to flip through them The boxes are too full. That's one problem. But yeah, it needs to be a taller shelf. So I'm figuring this the kind of details out that will inform what I end up getting. But yeah, I
Okay.
have not given up on new furniture. I just really want to have more of the need figured out before I purchase it.
Right. Well, as we're moving into, gosh, we're almost the middle of the year, which, oh, can't believe that.
Oh.
Along with all the changes in the energy, we're having this opportunity for new perspectives, of we've had this idea of how something is, and this is the way it is, and this is what it's always been, but we're becoming an observer of a new paradigm of living. So what works for us now may be completely different than what we've been thinking was what we needed. So being able to step back as the observer and just look at the bigger picture of everything and what is the very most important thing to you and what would bring you the greatest joy, and you're moving into that. You've been working at that for quite some time, and now stepping back and looking at what do you really need to make what you ultimately want to experience in that room.
Yeah.
That room is some of your greatest joy and brings you the greatest peace. So what will support that? And making that your ultimate sanctuary, your whole house has this golden opportunity to be your sanctuary and that room to just be the most bliss, because in trying to get the taxes done, your computer's in there and you've had these things that have weighed on you and now it's like shaking out the blanket and getting all the debris off. And in being able to infuse everything with that love energy. Oh, were you going to do the asking Archangel Michael to vacuum out any negative energies? Did you get that at all?
I have done it a couple of times. It slips my mind, so I will write it down. In fact, I will write it on my little pencil list.
And taking 10 or 15 minutes to observe him doing that, going through the house, or even just if you don't have time, just do it through the craft room and around the computer and sucking negativity out of the computer,
Yeah, and the whole desktop. Sprinkle
Yeah.
some magic dust on it.
There you go. Absolutely. Bringing in the
Vacuum it
light.
up and put some magic dust.
And the more you can see that happening in your mind's eye, the more powerful it is. Uh-oh, we lost your video.
I wonder if it's my mouse pen or if it's the like air currents or something, the electricity currents.
Oh, it could be. That could be.
All the
That could be.
crazy energy going around.
Yes. I several times today, let's see, I was working on angel readings this morning, and it backs up to the cloud, and it kept coming up that the server was too busy to back up my document because it does it automatically every few minutes. And I've been running into a lot of that where the internet is busy, I guess, busy. Oh, I wanted to make sure, we're meeting next Tuesday also, right?
Yes. Is that our last session?
It is our last session.
Okay.
And you had mentioned that you wanted to continue.
Yes.
Okay, so next week we'll be meeting at the same time, right? Okay. Okay. Well, I'll send you a link to the payment options. I'll post those. And I thought I was caught up on your recordings, but I am not. So I will get that done as well so that you can download all our sessions so you can have those.
If we meet every week, I'm going to need to change the time
Oh,
because
and I meant wanted to ask you about that too. What works best for you?
I would like to alternate you and my counselor.
Okay,
So
so
I have her today, I have you next week, and then I'll have her on the 9th. So if I could meet on the 16th, we could start over on the 16th.
okay, so you're thinking you only want to meet every other week instead
Well,
of
either
every
that or
week.
we need to move to a different day.
Okay,
Which
we can move to a different day. What works for you?
right now, Monday works really well.
Okay, what time on Monday?
I am pretty wide open.
Okay, so if we did 11 o'clock my time, that would be 9 o'clock your time on Monday. Does that work for you? 9 o'clock in the morning? Is that too early?
That's a little early,
That's
yeah.
a little early. Okay.
Especially because it's Monday. After
Yeah. I don't usually do appointments on Monday, but I would do it for you.
Well, there's I don't know. Do you want to think about every other week, or is that really
Well,
not good for what your goal for the sessions?
I think that I think that every week keeps us more accountable
Yeah.
to following through with the energy work.
Yeah.
Because when if we go to every other week, then you don't have to do anything until just a few days before.
So
Lots of time.
true.
I got lots of time.
So true.
Let's go with Monday and see how that works. See if
Okay.
that works for us. And we can still do 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock or 1:30. Oh, that makes it 11 or 11:30 your time.
Yeah. 11 would work.
11 word work. Okay, so we'll do.
That's we're picking up on the 16th then. Are you
No, that would be the 9th because we're meeting next Tuesday, and then the next week is the 9th.
Okay.
Same time.
Okay. So we'll schedule it for Mondays at 11.
Okay, sounds
I think
good.
that will work.
Okay, awesome. Okay. So, are you going to be able to get a little bit of rest before you have to go out again?
No, I'm just gonna barely grab lunch and then, because it's at 1 o'clock, I have to leave at 12:30.
Okay, well then I should let you go so you can handle that. Well, it's okay to say I got to go, Kate.
I wasn't gonna let us talk over, that's for sure.
Okay.
So
All
I guess
right.
I'll see you tomorrow morning,
Okay,
9 o'clock.
yeah. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay, honey.
All
Well,
right.
drive safe and get some good
Oh,
rest today, okay?
thank you, Kate.
Sending you lots of love.
Right back at you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.